Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
03-444-991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, you can download the Talk Radio app. You can listen to us on the DAB. You can also go online to talkradio.co.uk. Lots to talk about. Let's go. We've got Paul. We've got Simon. Let's do Simon first. Good evening, Simon.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm all right, Paul. I'm feeling very, very, very good. Although, I've got a hair in my mouth. I don't know what that's
I'm a massive fan of yours. I've followed you through, you know, the other radio station, and I'm a celebrity.
Oh, thank you,
you're
man.
One of the best for me. You're
big
one
fan.
Of the best.
Big
you
fan.
Really are.
Like, well, you're one of my favourite fans.
I'm a first-time caller. I listen all the time. I'm in Crete at the moment. I was going to see my dad, and I got ill, so I'm in the hospital in Crete.
No, really?
Bronchitis, yeah. But the thing is...
Oh, mate, I'm sorry to hear that.
Because I didn't get the recommended insurance, so
oh, no.
I'm having to pay Ian $1,500 a night for the room.
No, shut the
pay
front
for the doctors,
door.
Pay for the nurses, pay for the treatment.
Hang on, is Crete in the EU?
Yes, in Greece, isn't it?
Yeah, but I haven't got the... No, because you basically...
What?
If you're a Greek national...
Oh, no, the Greek ones are a little bit different, actually. There's a lot of stories of going to Greek hospitals, and even if you've got the right insurance, them still kind of giving you a bill and saying, well, we ain't going to do nothing until you give us a few quid. Greece is totally bent when it comes to...
€2,000 for one night. They gave me a room, but I had to pay for doctors and everything.
Yeah, I bet you have.
That doesn't include food either. Yeah. You have to order your own food.
Is it called an e-hit card or something that people don't realise they still need when they go away?
Yeah, yeah, but in Greece, I've heard stories of in Greece, and Spain as well, actually, they just ignore it and go, oh, no, that doesn't work here. No. You need, here's your bill, sir.
I want to ask you, Ian.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you one question.
You can't have any money.
I've been single. No.
Okay, so I think I say, could you give us a grand for a sandwich in this Greek hospital? No.
No, I don't ask anyone's money. I work very hard and I always support myself.
Good for you.
I always have. Now, what I want to ask you is, I've been single for 7 years. I went out on a date with a girl 6 weeks ago and I turned up with some flowers and she started screaming, saying, oh my God, why have you brought me flowers? That means you're going to stalk me. You're not going to leave me for the rest of my life. You're going to want to, you know,
really?
I bought flowers. Yeah.
I would suggest that it's not you that with the problem there. I would suggest that perhaps it's her with the problem there. Let's get the female perspective on this. Catherine?
About what?
Oh, you weren't even listening? Flipping heck. I'm so sorry, man.
Go again.
Sorry, mate. Go again. Go on. I'm going to put the aircon on. You go again.
I've been single 7 years, Catherine.
Right.
And
yeah.
I bought some flowers for this girl. We met on the first day, and she started screaming like I'd attacked her, saying, oh, why do you want me flowers? Next, you want to move in, then you're going to stalk me, then you're going to hunt me down. I thought, it's just some flowers.
I mean, what kind of flowers were they? A wreath?
No, they were some pink lilies, orange lilies, blue lilies,
roses,
tulips, carnations.
Oh. He was being romantic, and she's...
I like to make an impression.
All right, well, it was an odd reaction from her. Maybe it was good that she had that, so you know that she's maybe not the one for you.
Yeah, I would say steer well clear onto the next.
Well, Ian, they always say there's someone out there for everyone, but I don't believe that. I don't think there's someone out there for everyone. It's, you know, I don't think there's somewhere out there for actually every person.
Well, there can't be, because if, imagine what we've got, like 8 billion people in the world. What if it's 8 billion and one? What if there's an odd number, right?
Exactly.
And
well, some people don't want it, do they?
Okay, well, so, well, okay, no, that's...
There's a lot of happy singletons.
Have you been trying to date for the last 7 years, or have you been happily single? What's the deal?
I've been happily doing my own business, because I deliver cars all over the country. It's my own business. I go all over the country. Now, a lot of girls, they say, oh, you're a great guy, but it's like, it's always the looks that comes into it. You've got a great personality. I asked my cousin, what would she rather have, personality or a fit guy with no personality? And she said she'd rather have the fit guy with no personality.
That's terrible. Yeah, you might, but it depends what you want them for.
Yeah.
Long term, that gets boring.
I'm old-fashioned, I'm genuine, I've never cheated, I've never messed anyone about. But
how old are you, Simon? I'm going to say 42. I'm going to say 42.
45, Ian.
35, you've got an old man's voice. He's got bronchitis.
45.
35?
Yeah, you cheer my day.
What did you say, 35 or 4? What? Hang on, what did you say?
45.
All right, okay, I was a little bit out. All right. But if it's more than 2 years, it doesn't count. All right, 45. Here's the thing. I think when I was younger, I can speak from personal experience. When I was younger, looks were important. Well, looks are important, but I want someone that makes me laugh. I want someone I can have a laugh with, and that's it. That's it, really.
Someone you can trust as well.
But also, you say that when you were younger, you went for looks, but remember how we were meeting people when we were younger? You couldn't really hear what they were saying because you were probably in some drunken nightclub and you fell into their mouth at the end of the night and that was the end of that, and you were looking if you could recognise them the next day. Things have changed. When you're 45, you know, you're a bit more kind of secure in who you are. You're happy with your business. You know what you're doing. So now it's not about messing about anymore, is it?
No, I mean, I always went for personality, and I haven't really joined these dates. I did join a dating site called Badoo, and it was just like freak show. It was awful.
Wow.
People asking.
What was the name for this freak show dating app?
Badoo. B-A-D-O-O.
Badoo. Erica Badoo. Okay, fine. Name
there was married women on there asking for like threesomes and orgies and all that.
Just forget, what was it? It was called Badoo.
Badoo. B-A-D-O-O.
Badoo.
Well, maybe that's
Ian,
not the site for you.
Story. I'll tell you a funny story.
Go
it's
on.
Not rude. Once I was around Scotland and I stopped over and I was knackered, so I pulled over on Todd Hills, which is Costa Coffee, and I suddenly get a flash of the lights and a knock on the window.
Yes.
And I said, "You here for the doggy?" And I went, "What are you on about?" "When you're here for the dog?" And I said, "I don't have a dog." He said, "What do you mean?" I went, "My dog's at home. What are you on about?" I didn't know what it meant, Ian.
Come on, you knew.
Ian, I swear to you, mate, I thought I did not know what doggy meant.
I always thought, when I lived near Hampstead Heath, I saw a couple of guys once, but I always thought that the dogging, going into the lay-by or the car park, flashing the light, I always thought that was a myth. I didn't think that really, really happened. But you're saying, what was it, a lady or a gentleman knocking on your window?
A gentleman. I thought it was people that meet up and take their dogs, go walkies and talk about their dogs. Honestly, I know it's stupid. Yeah. I know you're probably being tears, but yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, you're a pure soul. You're a pure soul, and we should cherish pure soul. We should take more care of our souls than we have been in the past, I think.
You know, I always try to help someone, Ian. I've never tried to bad anyone. I mean, if I'm down in Margate, I'm happy to go and get a full shot for Nigel. If I go to Margate, I don't mind doing
Well, he doesn't live in Margate, so that would be a wasted journey. But thank you. Where does he live? Simon in
Maidstone.
Nigel in Maidstone. He lives in Maidstone. But Simon, listen,
it's near it. That's where I'm down there.
Simon, listen, I'm going to move on because this is probably costing you like 100 drachma a minute in your hostel. Get well soon, man. Thank you for the call. And the right person might be out there. I don't know. I don't know if that's too much of a cliche or not. Right, we're going to speak to Dave, and then we're going to speak to Paul, and then we're going to speak to Alan. Sorry, you guys have been waiting for ages. It's just the way it's going. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Moonlit musings for mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
This station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Okie dokie, let's see what Dave has got for us. Good evening, Dave.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Ian.
How old am I? I'm 45.
Oh, it says hiya.
Oh, hiya, hiya, hiya. Yes, let's do it. Come on, what have you got for us?
I saw something on Twitter by The Independent, I think it was.
Oh, yes.
And they said that the worst place to live in England, and they give my top 10 worst cities, and the top of them was Liverpool.
Okay.
And I'm from Liverpool, right?
Are you? I hadn't noticed, right.
And I don't understand why that's top.
Okay.
And I was wondering, what would your top cities be?
Top titties?
Cities.
Cities.
Top cities.
Tough titties. I'm really struggling to understand what this gentleman is saying.
Like
it's the phone. The phone is very low quality, very muffled and very breathy. My top tough titties... the top rough cities... Well, I wouldn't put Liverpool... I like Liverpool. I've not spent as much time in Liverpool as I would like to. I want to go back there and spend a few days up there. I wouldn't put Liverpool up there. I'd put Luton...
Not a city.
Has it got to be a city or can it be towns, Dave?
It just said rough areas, really.
Rough areas. All right. Luton, I think.
I mean, but everywhere's got...
No, Luton is completely...
No, it's got posh bits.
No, it... Jeez.
It's got posher bits.
Yes. I don't know, Dave. Where would you put...
I mean... I quite like living in Liverpool.
Okay, so you wouldn't put Liverpool there. What would you put? Because I'm really losing the will to live.
Lincoln.
Okay, thanks
Lincoln.
Very
much. Gosh.
Lincoln.
Oh, why do we have to fight each other just because some dickhead decided to fill a paper?
There we
go. Those things really are lazy, aren't they?
They are lazy. Good evening, Paul!
Good evening.
Prove it's you, Paul. Give me some rhythm, baby.
Cha-cha. You keep doing that to me. It's not fair.
It's not fair. It's bullying. It's online bullying. I'm online bullying you. Now, I know why Paul's phoned in.
Yes.
He wants to leave his missus and shack up with you, Catherine.
Why?
And I told him if he gave me 50 quid, I could fix it.
What?
So meet the new Mr. Boyle. It's
Paul.
Rhythmic Paul. He's got rhythm. He's a good-looking guy. We've met him. He's a good-looking guy. And if you're bored of him, there's a whole orchestra. No, I'm joking. Now, listen, Paul has phoned in because Paul is one of the people where I tweeted, we might talk about the four agreements tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And he went, oh!
Did you get excited, Paul?
Changed my life.
Did it really?
It did.
When did you... Because it's Mexican, isn't it? You know more about it than me. Because it's a long time since I read the book and I've only got the summary of each one in front of me. But is it something like Mexican Dude?
Don Miguel Ruiz, yes.
There we go, you see.
The author. And he wrote... no, is it his son who wrote a fifth agreement, which is...
Don't fanny about on a yacht. I love that. That's one of my favourite lines from Vic and Bob. The first series of Vic and Bob, they're going through the Ten Commandments. Number 7, thou shalt not fanny about on a yacht. Which I just always made me laugh. God, I don't know what the fifth agreement,
Hang on a minute. I'm just looking at the Wikipedia for this Don Miguel Ruiz, Mexican author of Toltec spiritualist and neo-shamanic texts.
Yeah, I know. And this is it, right? It gets you raising your eyebrows and going, well, this sounds like... But when my therapist got me to get this book, I looked at it and went, oh, geez, OK. And it sat on the bedside table for about 6 months and then I read it and it's great. But how is it... So how were you introduced to it, Paul?
A wise lady who I've had an association with since 1998.
A lollipop lady.
she suggested that I read it. I've since read quite a lot of his work. And progressively, it just enabled me to drop baggage, forgive myself, enjoy life and be happy and just lead a much more focused and wonderful existence.
I'm going to go through them, and we know that Kath is going to sneer. Right? We know that, Paul. We know that.
I might not.
She will. We know this. Paul's a nice guy.
You've met... fundamental truth in it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's fundamental truth. You can't argue with fundamental truth.
Don't prejudge me.
And I'm slightly embarrassed, because this isn't normally kind of where I go, but actually it's great, right? And when Caroline Boyce popped up on her Facebook page, I went, and I posted on it, thanks for posting this. I'd forgotten about these, and this is a useful...
Right. Here's the thing. Yeah. My mind is a lot more open than you realise. And the other thing is, unless one of the four agreements is dance like nobody's watching, you know, I may give it some time.
We skip number 3. Right. So here we go. And there is no way you could... The feet are up. She's getting ready. There's no way you can argue with these. Okay, we're going to go through them one at a time
go
and
on.
Discuss them. First one, be impeccable with your word. Right? Speak with integrity... Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love.
And love.
Speak with integrity. Be impeccable with your word.
So does that mean no more bitching?
Yes. It does, doesn't it, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah?
You never do it.
Huge societal challenge, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a toughie, isn't it?
That's Twitter out, everyone.
People bond over bitching.
They do.
Should we go on
you
to
meet a stranger and you bitch about a third party, it's a social mechanism.
It is. Yeah. You work out whether they're your people or not.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
But you're right. It does no good for anybody involved.
It's toxic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 2.
Dance like nobody's watching.
They're simple, but they're tough.
Okay.
Number 2.
Oh. Okay.
One in the pink.
No.
Number 2. Don't take anything personally. Nothing, this is a great one, nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are, and this is tough, when you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Exactly. Kath and I both had a little light bulb go up.
Yeah,
up over
but also I do tend to fall back on that one, that actually it's more about them than it is about me or whoever it is in the firing line.
It's like
stuff never comes from a happy person.
No,
does it?
It's like Catherine. If you were to say something, right,
mm-hmm.
and I were then to say, if you were to say I don't like that shirt you're wearing, and I said, you've really hurt me by saying that. That's not true. You've not hurt me. What I should be saying is, I've really allowed myself to be hurt as a result of the words that you said. You've not hurt me.
Yep.
I've allowed myself to feel hurt as a reaction to the words you said.
And that hurt that you've allowed yourself to feel, or the fact that you've allowed yourself to feel that way, comes from something that happened before
I
got involved.
Oh, it comes from within me. It doesn't come from you. No, words can't hurt me. If I feel hurt, that's coming from me. So if anyone ever says to you, you really hurt me with what you said. No, that's not true. The person who is hurt has somehow allowed themselves, has somehow hurt themselves after hearing those words. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be hurt by words you say. Don't take anything personally.
That's kind of...
It's tough.
There's another thing that people say, which when you listen to it, it does make sense. If it's hysterical, it's historical, right?
There you go.
Do you know what this means?
No, I don't.
So if someone's reaction is extreme or something that you're not expecting, hysterical... it's historical. There's something else that's happened before you got involved in that scenario that feeds back to, and actually it's probably nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Paul, as a musician, were you prone to criticism? You must be prone to criticism in terms of like a professional relationship. But when you were younger, did you struggle with it?
I used it as a challenge to improve. I think any decent musician should be open to criticism.
Yep.
And, you know, kind of self-reflection in an effort to continually refine the product. I think that's very important.
What's that? I think we've spoken about it before, that terrible, terrible film, and it got so many plaudits about the drum teacher.
Whiplash.
Oh, Jesus. Everyone was raving about it. It was awful. Nope, that's not my rhythm. Start again. Nope, that's not my rhythm. Start again.
Some of that.
Did you? That's not what it's like, is it?
My timpani professor, I love him dearly. I will say this without reservation, but he...
Be impeccable with your word.
No. He expected absolute excellence. He commanded it. You know, without him, I wouldn't be where I am now. Yeah. But it was not an easy path. He broke some of my colleagues. Oh, he didn't break me.
Wow.
He made
really?
Me into a bigger, shinier, better thing.
You're very shiny. I noticed that when we met. Okay. Number three. Dance like no... Number three. This is a. These are. They're simple, but they're tough.
Number three. I hate Mondays.
Don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Yeah. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. So many times, someone will say you'll bring me a meal, right? And you'll go, oh, I'm hungry. And you go, oh, I'll get you something to eat. And you bring me a meal and you go, I have it, but it's not what I wanted. Well, all I said was I was hungry. Mm. What you say is, I'm really hungry. I don't suppose you've got anything in. And what I don't like is this and what I do like. It's not the best example. But be really specific. Be really specific in what it is that you... don't assume... It's like, okay, better example is if you have an argument with your... If you're not talking to your partner, right? And it goes on for days. And after 3 days, imagine we're courting. You say to me, what's wrong? I've spent the last 3 days assuming you know why I'm in a mood. Why would you know that? It's up to me to say, look, I'm really struggling with your behaviour, with this specific behaviour. Have I got it right, Paul?
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Go on.
I interpret it more from visual cues.
Okay.
But, you know, the unspoken. And, you know, not necessarily from people you know, but equally from strangers.
Yeah.
Which, again, goes back to taking things personally. Because, you know, the visual cues that we get, the behavioural cues we get from other people, they will spark off our own insecurities. And I think at that point, when you feel that button pressed inside yourself, stop and ask a question. Is this what's going on here?
Yeah.
Am I correct? Am I wrong?
Yeah. Example.
And then proceed from a place of simplistic truth.
Here's an example.
Yeah.
Someone who I ended up being very good friends with didn't like me for the first, I would say, 9 months.
Me?
No. That we knew each other. Because he thought I'd looked at him, I'd given him skunk eye when he first came in. And he built all this stuff up in his head that I'd done that.
Yeah.
What had actually happened was I didn't have my glasses on. I couldn't see anything.
There you are.
So he'd like made up this thing in his head that I was resentful of him for X, Y, and Z, and that's probably why, you know, I wasn't warm to him when he first came in, and because I wasn't warm to him when he first came in, I was fake after that, and I didn't have my specs on, couldn't see. I can't see past a metre. If I was looking at him, it was by accident. I was just looking at his shape.
Right, and here we go, number four. And this is great. Always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are tired as opposed to well-rested. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse and regret.
Mm-hmm.
So the four of them, right, be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best.
Yep.
Aren't they great? Aren't they great? And he's right, they're universal truths. You can't argue. They're great. And I read this book maybe 5-6 years ago, and I for like 6-7 months I was doing it, man. I was doing it. And then, you kind of let it slip, and it was great to be reminded of these.
That fourth one about always do your best comes with the caveat of within the situation.
Yes.
Which I think is interesting. You know, it's the idea of...
Your best will change.
Yeah. Be kind to yourself. Cut yourself some slack. If you were absolutely knackered, of course you're not going to be as brilliant as you would have been if you'd have had a full night's sleep and, you know, and you were ready for it in a different way. It does make sense,
doesn't it?
I can't argue with any of that stuff.
How do you? But Paul, I was. This is me saying, you know, I did it for 6 months when I read the book 5-6 years ago, and then you know it tapers off. How do you maintain it in your life? You say it's changed your life, and we have met you, and you are, you know, all joking aside, you and your partner are a wonderful, delightful, beautiful couple, very very talented and very well grounded.
Also exudes positivity and enthusiasm.
Yep. Very calm. Both have a very calm aura about you. I don't know if she follows these as well. But how do you integrate this into your life then?
Well, I would argue that it's for me, it's a daily practice.
Yeah.
And further, I would argue that if I had not integrated this into my life, I wouldn't have met her, going back to Simon who called earlier.
Okay. Oh, really?
I struggled with relationships. I did not have a relationship that lasted more than 6 months before I met my wife.
Why? Because you're a terrible, like, horny hound.
Possibly, but no. I mean, I had baggage from my parents that I carried around. I think, in retrospect, I was probably quite an angry man.
Really?
Wow, isn't that a surprise? Isn't that a surprise?
Yeah.
I don't see that at all.
Yeah, that's incredible.
No, well, I'm not that now, for sure.
Feel bad for winding you up. He could have snapped at any moment.
Could have battered you.
Could have broken my neck. This guy, tough guy.
That's why you feel bad, because of the risk involved, not because you hurt someone's feelings.
I was not impeccable with my word when addressing Paul in all previous contacts.
But I have not taken it personally, so it's okay.
Yeah, you see.
Here's the thing. We do.
But so hang on. So you did this, and this changed your life so much. You were able to meet your wife, have a healthy relationship with her.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, it was a process. It was a journey. We're still on that journey, but That book and the subsequent books that we read by the same author have really, really, I cannot stress that enough, helped us along our way.
Kath has just pulled a face, which makes me think she's just found out that the guy that wrote the books is actually a child.
No, not at all. I've just ordered the four agreements, and then it said, based on your latest purchase... The fifth agreement. Right, so hang on a minute. Yeah. How many are there in this series?
I've got a box set of three, but I don't know where they are anymore, actually. I'd struggle to find them.
I'll tell you what they were, though.
Yeah?
It's the four agreements, the mastery of love...
There we go.
..and the voice of knowledge.
Okay.
Those are the three. They will give you some interesting stuff to think about.
Okay.
But I think they will level the playing field of your life. They will make the architecture seem much more scalable.
Yeah. And he's right. You know, when you've got it, you grasp it, it does level the playing field of life. What a line. Thank you, Paul.
If I read this, am I going to end up the person my dad thought I would, which was some sort of smelly, patchouli-wearing hippie going around Europe in a Volkswagen camper? Because that's kind of what I'm hoping, to be honest.
No. I mean, you will be you, but you'll be empowered with information that makes everything easier.
You'll be the best possible version of you.
I'll be less of a dick.
They're not that good, Catherine. They're good. They ain't that good. Paul, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I really appreciate your insight and wisdom into that. So thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks, man. Take care. There you go. He's a nice guy. I've always had a lot of respect for Paul, and he's been calling me for a while, and
Got a handbook.
Turns out he's been cheating. He's been cheating. This is Talk Radio.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let us get a story ready, Catherine, because we're gonna. It's your time to shine. Let's go to Alan. Good evening, Alan. Okay, thank you very much indeed. Catherine, what have you got for us?
Chinese artist
yes.
lies naked next to his father's remains.
Of course he does.
After digging the skeleton out of his tomb for a photo shoot.
I might do that when I dig up the grave in my back garden. There's actually a grave in my back garden. I'm going to dig it up and I'm going to lie next to the corpse.
It's going to be a hamster.
Yep.
Siwan Zhuji, 33, said it was his dream to take a photo with his father's bones.
Okay, wow. Okay, I mean,
we've all got dreams.
I've had a dream similar to that, but it involved my dad being like a zombie who wanted to eat my head.
Oh.
I didn't really follow that through.
He posted the images on the website.
The images?
Images.
You said images.
I know. And I'm not going to deny it like some people.
Okay.
Because you'll clip it and play it back and I'll look a fool.
Can I pause you and blow your mind? Gloria Estefan is 61 years old.
Wow.
Carry on. Isn't it?
Good old Dr. Beat.
Isn't it? Good old doctor who put a rod in her back.
Yeah. I really wanted to go to that concert as well. Wasn't that on the way to Milton Keynes, or did I make that up?
Probably.
Because she was in the bunk and she wasn't strapped in.
Yeah. Oof. Unlucky.
Come on, check your buddy. I used to love Gloria Estefan.
I really hated her and the Miami Sound Machine.
Did you?
But I was glad that she survived, obviously. I would have hated that. But Gloria Estefan, 61 years old.
Well done, Gloria.
Isn't that putting it all into perspective?
Is she 61 today?
I think so.
Wow.
Certainly this year. She's 61
at some point, yeah. Okay, good.
Continuez vous, s'il vous plaît, madame.
Well
sorry.
Done.
Sorry.
33-year-old Beijing-based artist known as Siwan Zhuji exhumed his father's remains and arranged them into a skeleton. Oh. Before lying down beside them.
Hang on, were they scattered?
I'm guessing they were in a bundle or something. He posted the images on art website Artand and Chinese microblogging site Weibo on Saturday after a tomb sweeping day. Second reference to this in 2 days. Remember the first one last night?
Nope, wasn't listening.
What did someone get in her eyes when she was tomb sweeping? Bees.
Is that how she got them in her eyes?
Yeah, yeah.
So what is tomb sweeping? You go and clean the tomb up?
You go and sort it out.
Oh.
The photos drew widespread condemnation from net users who called his actions disrespectful and utterly shameless.
Oh.
The photo shoot took place at the end of March when his father's remains were being reinterred after years of wear and tear damage to his grave, according to Beijing News.
You're moving your phone. Is your phone ringing?
No, I'm just moving it.
Well, why are you moving it?
None of your business. I did it seamlessly. They didn't need to know about it.
Well,
why did you highlight it?
Because,
I find it interesting.
Because
I'm asking you exactly what
I mean. I'll tell you why, and I will be impregnated with my word, impeccable with my word. One of the tricks I learnt when I was at the BBC was, if I ask someone a question and their mouth says no, but their body language is saying yes, I'm allowed to highlight the body language. So say, oh, that's interesting, you're saying no, but actually you're nodding your head and you're smirking a little bit. I wonder what that was. I'm allowed to describe what happens in the studio because it actually presents more of a... We can control our tone of voice and our words, but the physicality is actually a little bit more subconscious. So what I'm simply doing is highlighting that you shifted the phone from one side to the other while you were talking, and now it's turned into quite a big thing. And you're sat there with one hand behind your back and the other hand on your face, which is the face I pull when I'm weeing in a swimming pool. So what exactly is going on with you, young lady?
I'm just thinking he's interrupting me again.
Okay.
It was an amazing feeling.
We'll get the rest of the story
after this break.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.